guys had a meeting yesterday, right?
Yep.
What was the gist of that?
I mean, just that basically we got to turn this thing around. We got to turn it around quick. And the season's not lost, but there needs to be some drastic changes, and we need to do it. It needs to be shown on the field.
What made the players' meeting necessary this week that wasn't necessary before?
Well, I think just things just need to get cleared up. You know, there's nothing major, and not really going to go into specifics about what we talked about, but probably a few things need to get cleared up, and it happened, and it was good for our team.
How can that help meetings like that?
Because guys talk about their issues. I mean, I think anytime you have any type of issue in life, if you talk about it with somebody and clear the air, it makes things better. So.
Changes are you talking about? Is it scheme? Is it attitude?
No, I mean, it's a lot of different things. Like I said, I'm not going to go into it, but, you know, we did it, and, you know, hopefully it was good for our team. We think so, but we'll see. It all depends on how we play on Monday.
Right, was it more a few of the leaders? Was it more a few leaders getting up in front of the team, or more a general discussion?
No, I mean, it's more. It's everybody. And if you have something to say, say it. We're all a team here. You know, everyone on this team should be a leader, and everyone has a right to talk, and if they want to say something, say it.
Fred, did you feel like over here, like guys that probably wanted to say something sooner and just was looking for the right time?
I don't know. I think it was good that it happened. It's over now, and, you know, like I said, hopefully it translates onto the field. That's what we hope for.
I feel like Mike's kind of been the scapegoat for all the troubles. You know, there's been a lot of issues with this team on both sides of the ball, but he's kind of taken the brunt of it.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, not all of us are playing great football right now, and anytime that happens, you know, they always go back to who's, you know, the leader, and, you know, Mike's our leader, so all of us around him need to step up. We all need to start playing better. It's not one person on this team. It's not one coach. It's us as a collective whole.
The Saints' defense is ranked last in the league. What have opposing offenses been able to do successfully against them?
They've been able to do some good things, whether it's pass the ball or run the ball. So I know they don't have the best of stats, but they're a good team, and they've got good players all over the field. So we definitely can't sleep on them. And, I mean, we haven't been playing well ourselves, so we need to pick it up. Well, I mean, we love our coach. We don't want to see anything happen to him. So, you know, we want to play well for him. I think guys want to play well for him, play well for their own jobs, play well to win football games. That's our goal around here, is to win football games. And if we can just start doing that, we'll be fine.
Deshaun said the other day, Vic looks uncomfortable running the offense. Do you think so, or do you think it's?
I mean, you'd have to ask Mike. You know, I think us as an offense, we're just not playing that well. And when you watch the film, you know, it's just someone not doing something here, not doing something there. So there's things that we can fix, and it's noticeable on film. It's all of us.
Thanks, Matt.